Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Let's start with Al Horford being placed in health and safety protocols. He is out tonight for the Celtics. Marcus Smart, who was questionable, is now officially out for tonight as well.
Okay, so the line was 2.5 Miami at home, which implies Boston being a little bit better team, 3 for home court. And the line has moved up to 4 as we speak. So we'll keep you updated. And, Mackenzie, I see the total at 203. What was it like maybe, you know, an hour ago?
203.5.
Okay, so a little tick down on the total, tick up, or more than a few ticks up on Miami. Where does it, I mean, let's just take a guess here. And we'll start with you, Mackenzie, NBA expert. Where does this line close?
-4. I don't think it goes any higher from here.
Ooh. Mr. Seiderberg?
I'd say 4.5.
4.5, okay. Yeah. It's like Price is Right style.
Yeah, $1.
AJ.
I mean, the fact that it's gone from 3.5 to 4 since we started the show makes me think that it's probably
two and a half to four.
Yeah, it makes me think it'll go to 4.5.
Okay.
It was 1.5 last night, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 5.
Closest without going over, right?
Here's where the dynamics of a line move come in. Now, you have the line moves that happen throughout the week, and there's different forms of them, but typically it's going to be the syndicates are hitting something all in a concerted effort where it's all at the same time at all their outs. Bunch of people, you know, getting a text, getting whatever, they're getting alerted. Boom. Now you also got where there's a side that's publicly loved, and you see that move more steadily throughout the week, up 0.5 point, a day later, up 0.5 point. We're talking football here, but you know, over the week. And then you've got the time where it's in between the two, where you've got the sharps But they're not really the sharps. They're the duct tape shoe guys, as I call them. The guys that are kind of sharp, but not really. They usually will like the same side. It's a, you know, they like that 7.5 point underdog, and they can rush better. It's usually an old school handicapping, and they usually always are on the dog, and you see that line trickling down. It's almost like the public likes it, but it is the public because the public hears the radio shows or the TV shows, and they're playing all the same games. Now, in this case, they're steam chasers, and that's what you get with the syndicate moves. Now, this is an information move, but it's the same concept. What does an information move do? It says, well, one minute we thought this, the next minute we think something different because of the absences tonight. Well, what happens when a syndicate bets a game? Well, one minute no one knows they like it, the next minute, boom, Billy hit it, or Billy Walters, allegedly whatever, hits it. Now it's jumped up 2 points. And now the followers come in and they say, huh, it must be, if it's good, if it was good enough for the syndicates at 4.5, it's good enough for me at 5. And you tend to see these games run a little too far in that direction. Scott, you've been a long time better observing the screens and such. Does that sound right to you in regards to the run you get when there is a big hit, either from a syndicate or, in this case, information?
Yeah, and I think that sometimes it's too rushed by people that they want to get it before it even moves even further. So you'll see the steam come in, you'll see the line movement, and now see like the reaction would be seeing it go from 2.5 to 4. I gotta get in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta get in right now. I don't care what the reasoning is, but I got to get in right now because it's going to go to 4.5.
But really, as much as I do not pray at the altar of closing line value like some, I respect it, but mm-hmm. I think there's times it's not the end all. Now, what is closing line value? It's the idea of you betting a game at the number you bet it at, and what is that number relative to the closing line? If, let's say, you played, and Scott, you were talking, you had Miami at what number?
-1.5.
Okay, so this game closes, let's say, 4.5.
I have my trophy, right?
Well, no, but as people often say, you can't eat closing line value. But in the long run, if the and here's the concept behind it, the line gets sharper. That's why betting early as you can. Now, when I say as you can, you don't bet before you have the information you need. Right. If you think weather's important in a game, you focus and get your weather report. If you don't, you don't. Right. But you want to bet as early as you can because the line does get sharper each minute that gets closer to tip off or kick off. AJ.
And Fezzik has said this before a lot of times. Pro bettors respect the market a lot more than they respect the opening book, like the odds, the opening odds maker, whoever's going to put that opening line out.
Well, if you think about it, from the opening line to the close is all the same concept, that there's more and more people involved having a vote. So imagine in a way that we have, now let's be honest, if a bookie's willing to put up the opening number, they're pretty sharp. So let's give them credit mm-hmm. for putting that number up. But it's one outfit's opinion. Might be one guy, might be a couple guys. It's one person's opinion or that little team. Now everyone looks at it, and the $10,000 bettors, the $100,000 bettors, the $200 bettors that are sharp. It's funny, these books profile the players. Hey, you got a guy that's been beating golf, let's say, for 300 a crack for 5 years. They follow that guy as much as they follow a guy betting 50,000. If they got a history on him to say this person wins in this sport, and it's beyond a doubt. So it's funny how $300 bettors sometimes will affect the line. It's not like they bet and it's going to move, but it's going to be like, man, that's a vote towards that direction. They get one more vote, then they move the line, right? So in general, I think, I don't know, where do you want to go from here?
Well, I would say I think a good question is how much of the line moving is based on Marcus Smart, how much is based on Al Horford, because Marcus Smart was questionable to begin with.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, and I think that there was going to be, and there was a line move already. It went from 1.5, what did you say, to 2.5, right?
Yeah.
Today? So there was that 1 point movement already with the uncertainty of Marcus Smart, plus the whole game 7 factor versus a rested team, home court being so important in this postseason, as we've seen, maybe not so much ATS, but certainly straight up wise. So with a low number like that, you can understand why the line went from 1.5 to 2.5. I think going from 2.5 to 4 is the Al Horford case. And maybe,
well, listen, smart. I mean, we heard Pat Bev has been getting a lot of publicity now, and I think rightfully so. I thought it was, I think today was an interesting thing, and we can talk about it later. But the point I was going to make is, he said smart, guaranteed he's going to play. Now, again, he obviously has been outspoken, but my point is, I think he's right, and the assumption was pretty strong he's going to play. When he doesn't, now there is a move.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is it's not so much people seeing that Al Horford is out. It's the announcement of the Horford and Smart together. It's getting the official announcement that shakes people.
Well, yeah. It removes uncertainty, no doubt. So, I mean, the example we always give is, let's say a guy's worth a point, and let's say there's a 50% chance he's not going to play. Let's say if he plays, he's 100%, which is never the case, and that's always a complicating factor. But let's assume it's a binary. Either plays or he doesn't, and he's fine if he plays. Well, how much line should adjustment should there be for a one-point guy, right? A half a point. Now, if he ends up playing, it's announced, it moves a point in that team's favor. If he ends up not playing, or I'm sorry, a half a point in that team's favor, because it's sitting right now in between, a half a point in the middle, it either moves that half point to the left or right, playing or not playing. That's a simple example because it's 50%. How much is Smart worth? Okay, a point? Maybe? I think that sounds right. Now, you think, what do you think?
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't have thought much more than that, and I would think Al Horford's worth even less.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. I mean, he obviously had two really good games.
Especially because Robert Williams, they said, is back with no limits on his minutes tonight.
Yeah, so, and that, the catch-22 is Williams is someone that there was so much concern about coming into the playoffs, and last series, they probably played better without him on the floor. Now, how much of that was the injuries?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are people seeing the report and actively quantifying how much Marcus Smart and Al Horford are worth?
For sure.
As opposed to people just seeing a report that two starters are out and just blindly betting?
Well, the question is, how much action of the action is public? How much is sharp? Mm-hmm. And the catch-22 is, the NFL, it's easy to say that the public affects the line.
Yes.
They do. It's easy to say in small college basketball, they don't. The NBA playoffs are kind of that nether regions where, yeah, they probably affect the line. It's probably late. It's probably the last hour before the game, is because that's where a big chunk of the money's bet from the public. So to me, it's a situation where, well, it's up to 4 minus 15 already, baby. We're rooting this thing on. How you feeling right now, McKenzie?
Bookmaker, pretty sharp book. First book to move to -4.5 for the Heat. So I still feel that it's going to finish.
You think four. It's doubling back?
No, I think it's just, if there's 8 out of 10 books or 4, I think it's going to close 4.
But Bet Chris is a leading indicator.
It's true. That's not in my favor.
You just relax now.
AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
In fact, I think the point about, are they quantifying it? And who is and who isn't? Who is saying, okay, he's worth this? What's the percentage? Well, anyone betting big money, or not anyone, most people betting big money are. Now, there always are the people that own, you know, I always use the example, the guy from Jersey that owns 3 7-Elevens, and he's 38, right? He's got money. He doesn't know where to spend it, where to feel, you know, he wants to feel with success. He comes to Vegas. He's betting $15,000 a hand in blackjack, maybe $5,000. And then he wants to go bet what on the game, 25? You know, and Johnny Avello, formerly of The Win, always talked about they had to really take that action seriously because it wasn't sharp, but man, it could get their books out of balance. But a $300 bettor that won, typically long term, would typically move a line or affect the line more than the $15,000 bettor that's the drunk guy from Jersey.
They didn't know.
Yeah. And they call it booking faces, where if it's someone they know. Now, nowadays, it's not even about faces because everyone's got a player's card or you're doing it online. Yeah. So they can track you to them. And that's one of the beauties for the sports books. They can figure out. And here's the thing. You know, everyone's complaining about all the, you know, sharps and wannabe sharps are saying, my limits got cut. I can only bet $50 on a blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what do you think these books are in business for? To give you winners, right? It's like they have no desire to book winners. Why would, in a weird way, why would they? Before, they could never really know who was winning unless it was made obvious. Now, with the way they do the accounts, they know to the penny how you do. And they got math guys that will come in and say, the odds of this being a fluke are 1% or 5%, whatever the thresholds are, they're going to start banging people out. Or what they do is lower the limits to like a dollar in the sports that they don't like, want them betting in, and keep them up in the other and say, we didn't ban anyone. We didn't kick anyone out. They can bet a dollar.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if you're a new listener, and we get them all the time, this is what we think of bookies.
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches, yeah.
Some are good, but not in a business sense. If you want to eat with them, go ahead. But check your wallet.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
So right now, we got, give it a rundown.
The favorites, the Golden State Warriors plus 140.
Ah, that's crazy.
The Boston Celtics plus 190. The Miami Heat plus 450. And the Dallas Mavericks plus 590.
Okay.
Gotta believe that's changed with this news here and the movement in game one, would you think?
Ooh.
Would the Celtics still over be the second favorite?
Oh, for sure.
But
for
that number's got to drop, though, right?
I mean, the thing is, well, here's the thing. The question is, how many games is this going to affect either of these two players?
Mm-hmm.
So let's assume it's one more game for Horford, right? And let's assume
Smart's back.
The Smart's back. Mm-hmm. Is what we're talking about here is effectively 2 points in this game and maybe a point and a half in the other game, based on a point, let's call it that, in the next game. So if it's 3 points over a series, which is one of two series, it's going to be a very modest adjustment. Now, the public might move in that. Mackenzie, that's an interesting point. Could you...
I got an update. Oh, if you want it.
Okay. Now, what I was going to say, though, is that this is the kind of thing that the books will move the line to try to entice it. It's almost like it's moving, and then it settles back in about 12 hours, but let's see what's happening.
So FanDuel's got Warriors plus 130 as the favorite, Celtics plus 240.
Ooh, big adjustment.
Heat plus 370, Mavericks plus 650.
Okay. Well, I mean, what is the... and again, I like... The thing I find ludicrous is when radio hosts complain about the books being wrong with their number. They'll be like, that's a crazy number. Why would they have that?
If it's wrong,
like,
then bet it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, come on. If there's anything you want, it's that. But I guess you have to bet for that to matter. But the fact that, you know, remember, what we do with our lines is we do a shopped consensus. So what we do is get three books, typically five if it's a bigger event. We go three or five on this one.
Five books.
All right. And we say, hey, someone pretty serious is going to have that many, five outs. Maybe that's too many, but okay. I think anyone serious is going to have three outs. And now listen, if you're serious, you're going to have 20 outs. But I mean, if you're, you know, even an amateur who's trying to win, you better have three outs. And then the theory is, if you're going to bet any title odds, title future, you're going to bet the best number of your three books. So we pick three representative books and give the best number. And again, it was Golden State plus 135. And that means 100 wins you 135. So they're almost even money. The crickety old Golden State Warriors. So, AJ, let's... I was going to ask Mackenzie one quick question. We're straight out of Vegas. Why don't you look at your binomial machine there and line it up so it projects out the Heat Celtics before this injury, and then adjust this game and just the next game by 1 point and see what the difference is in win rate.
I'm on it.
I think it's going to be less than like 2% is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
But so we'll to see. You, if that is a true line move, it's an overreaction.
But here's the thing. I guess in this case, it's positive. Usually what they'll do is, if there's something negative with the team, they don't improve their odds. They just leave them the same. Mm-hmm. If it's something positive, they'll move it up, up, up. So, or I guess make the odds worse. So let me give you an example. You got everything going on okay, hey, Jay?
I was getting the updated odds on this series.
Yeah. we're straight out of it's very distracting. Why don't you want to tell us verbally, like, just announce it as you do it?
Yeah. I asked McKenzie if the series odds had moved. They were -175 to +155 before this news. The updated odds, -160, +140 on the comeback for the Heat.
Yeah, so... Yeah, modest change. Again, maybe there's a concern. I guess the part we're missing here is there's a concern of an outbreak, maybe. Right?
Yeah.
More players could be in the protocols.
Yeah.
And certainly they don't announce when coaches go into protocol.
Yeah.
We would have heard if more players were, but there may be coaches missing as well.
What I'm saying is, like, what has happened in the NFL? You hear there's one player, there's two players, now there's six, now there's eight.
And sometimes the next day, a guy will retest.
Yeah.
So it's a good point.
And it's not only that. It's like, let's say someone got it on Sunday night. Now they don't have contact with the player for 14 hours. So they're going to be 14 hours behind in theory, right? The incubation or whatever.
And that's all downside.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. Right now, the best we could hope for in the Celtics is what we just said, is one player or two players out this game, one player out the next.
Because if Horford, if he retests tomorrow and it's negative, it's not like, well, everything's fine. We'll pretend it didn't happen. It was a bad test. It doesn't matter. He's still in the protocol. Whereas there is negative stuff that could come out.
Yeah, I agree. So maybe there's a little bit of that, and it's one of those things that feels like a small chance, but if it happens, it could be major. Now, it brings up an interesting point. Does the NBA, at what point would they postpone a game? Yeah, we won't speculate, but I think some of the move. Now, the line in tonight's game is staying at 4 and some extra vig. So it's between 4 and 4.5 right now. And that's the Heat at home favorite against the Celtics in game 1. McKenzie, you got that info on that little adjustment?
No, close.
All right, take your time.
4.5 on both DraftKings, FanDuel.
All right. So now, how much do they pay you?
Which one?
I got two company men here. I can tell you that much.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay. You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We're straight out of Vegas. All right, now, title odds. AJ, we'll make this one kind of simple. Who are you picking to win the title? Now, you knew the question
was
coming.
I'll pick the Warriors.
Now, let me restate the question. At the current odds, if I gave you $100 to bet, who do you bet?
The Miami Heat.
Really? Yeah. So you think, now this is a very valid one too. You're saying you think if it's all even, the odds, you think the best chance to win, Golden State.
Yes.
If you're getting the market payout, you'd rather take the Heat at plus 450.
Yes.
Now, would you have said that before this little incident today?
Yes.
Okay. And what is it about the Heat that you like? And what is it about Golden State you don't like?
I think the Heat have been sort of disrespected. They are the one team in these playoffs that have never really faced much adversity. They haven't been in a...
That's a good thing. You remember Moses Malone saying 4-4-4-4 or something like that?
They haven't been in a series where it's been like a grind.
But that's good.
That's what I'm saying. That's a positive. That's what I'm saying. A positive thing for the Heat.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like when you were saying it, and I guess it didn't make sense that I would have thought that, but it sounded like you were saying, like, hey, they haven't been battle tested yet.
No, I think it's great that they haven't been in these high tensions.
Right?
How did I know that was coming? And I've also saw there's some trends on the Heat since 2006. Miami 6-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
What does that mean?
And since 2011, Miami 14-0 when they've got home court advantage in the playoffs.
The only thing I could say, is LeBron in his prime playing with
LeBron will not be there this time.
Dwayne Wade when he was super Dwayne Wade.
I don't think he'll be there either.
5 or 6 or whatever it was. Boy, he was good in that Dallas series. Jeez. All right. The refs were good for him too, though. We're straight out of Vegas. Now, here's the question I think we got to address. We've been talking about it for years. Is since 1980, in the modern era of the NBA, there's always been a superstar, a super duper star, almost always on the title team. And as we, you know, it's easy to do. Magic and Bird, think of their titles. Now, Isaiah probably rises that level. He's, let's say, a B-level one. Then you go in and you got Hakeem's 2. You got Michael's 6. You go to Duncan, Kobe, Shaq, 2 of them there, right? Yeah. And then as we keep, obviously, Golden State. There's been 4 or 5 years, you say no, the Pistons and what, 04?
Yeah, that's the one real exception that didn't have like a surefire Hall of Famer at the top.
I would even say the Boston Big 3, I'm not sure any of them rise to the level of the level. I mean, are any of them better than Isaiah? Career? The big three in Boston that won one with Garnett.
I think they're probably about equal.
Yeah, you can say they're multiple Hall of Famers.
But in a weird way, the multiple doesn't do it for us as much as having the theory is there's got to be a guy that will get that bucket in the last place.
Because the Mavericks didn't have multiples; they just had one. They had Dirk.
But Jason,
I'm not sure Dirk reaches that level. I mean, think about Dirk, Larry Bird.
I mean, I don't think Dirk's Larry Bird, but I think Dirk's better than Isaiah.
And maybe.
And they still had Jason Kidd, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older, though.
Still helps.
Yeah. And again, in general, title-winning teams are good teams. We're not debating that.
Yes.
The question is, do they have the superstar?
Yes.
And I look at the teams now, and I'm thinking, okay, is Steph Curry that player?
Sure.
Not playing like it right
he's
now.
He's been that player plenty of times, yes.
Yeah, so is Jordan, but I don't want Jordan in the game, right? I might want him in the game, but no, he's not going to do so well. I mean, Steph Curry's dropped off significantly.
Yeah.
So is he still at that level? I think it's an open question. I think it's a very valid question. I know Luka is at that level.
Absolutely.
Luka's the best player left
in
the playoffs. I don't think there's a real debate on it. Right, McKenzie?
No, I agree.
All right.
And Jason Tatum is probably second.
Now, that's interesting because no one would have said that 6 months ago. But
correct.
This has been his year of evolution. Mm-hmm. And there was, I can't remember the site, but a real good stats analytics site had Tatum, I think, as the second most improved player in all of the NBA this year. A guy who was like borderline third team All-NBA. He was a top 18 player entering the year. And then he improved that much. It's amazing.
Top five right now, probably.
Yeah, that's the conversation. So
I'd honestly put Steph fourth based on his performance in this playoffs. I'd put Jimmy Butler ahead of him.
But what we know is Jimmy Butler. If that's the case, then Golden State doesn't have that player. Because Jimmy Butler is not an all-time great. Not even close. I mean, Jimmy Butler is going to be... I mean, listen, I appreciate his game.
Sure.
I mean, but we're talking about and you know what I got to do? This is what I'm going to do for tomorrow. I'm going to quantify. Maybe it's going to be they have to be on the All-NBA team, first team that year. But I don't even think that's a high enough bar. I don't think there's five teams a year that can win the title. I don't. And I know it always seems like there are, but think about how often the favorites win. And if there's two big favorites, one of those two win. I mean, upsets in the NBA do not happen very often. I mean, when it comes to title-winning teams. And even in a series, it doesn't happen all that often.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.